recording. Hello, everybody. Today is June 5th, 2014, and this is my second Audio Mo post. I decided yesterday, as I mentioned in my boo, that I wanted to do this because, well, a lot of other people are, and I think it's a great idea to do audio challenges and along with written challenges. Plus, audio challenges are easier because you can just talk as opposed to actually sitting down and composing your thoughts and writing them down, although this is not a jab against writing or saying that you shouldn't write or anything like that. So this would be pretty boring, I guess, but it's just today's been a slow day. It's been a hot day. I haven't checked the temperature, but it's definitely roasting out here. But there's the ceiling fan out here, so at least in the gazebo there's a nice breeze. And I've just been working today. Although today, thankfully, has been a slower day than the rest of the week. I have not had a chance to listen to everybody's Audio Mo post, but I am making it a point to actually listen to those, because I think that everybody has something interesting to say on something. And they're great to listen to while I'm doing other things, while I'm eating or working or whatever. So I just started doing that yesterday, so I'm catching up on posts and, of course, listening to what everybody is posting during the day. Oh, look, there's a bus. So we get some ambient sounds in here, too. We have a leaf blower. The lawn people are here doing the landscaping. And it's been pretty quiet around here today. I think it's just so hot that everybody's probably adopting the siesta approach, which I think siestas are a really good idea, especially in hot climates, and I think that we should adopt them as a southern practice since it's so hot down here. You know, start work at an earlier hour or something, and then take off from like 12 to 3 or 12 to 4 or whatever, however the timing works, and then go back to work and work later and eat dinner later. That just seems to me like a better idea than trying to work 9 to 5 and stuck in an office building, and maybe you get a 30-minute lunch, but you've got to stick around because you only have 30 minutes, so you have to log back in, clock back in, whatever, and then you get off work at maybe 5 if you're lucky. You know, maybe if you work a 9 to 5 job, you're lucky, but for a lot of us anymore, it's not 9 to 5. It's whatever work needs to be done, and whenever you get that work done, whether that's it during the day or at 2 o'clock in the morning. So sometimes I think we maybe need to adopt the automatic approach, and that's automatic with 2 T's, not 1. Ooh, I think that might be thunder. I think we might get a thunderstorm. Yay, exciting. So while I'm talking about the automatic approach, I'll just go ahead and recommend, there's a book called The Year Without Pants by Scott Berkin, and if you haven't read that book and you are a business owner or somebody who is in business, I strongly recommend that you read it. It definitely gives an interesting insight into what's going on within Automatic as a company, but I think there's also a lot in there that other companies could implement, and for not very expensive. So I won't be going to Weight Watchers this week, and I'll write a post. I need to actually put up another bad Weight Watcher post. I haven't done that in a while. So I will eventually write some content, but in the meantime, I'll just sort of speak it and put it out there. So I'll end this for now because I'm rambling, and you guys don't want to listen to me ramble, but I look forward to tomorrow's post and having something interesting for you guys, and I will keep listening, as I mentioned, to your posts. And everybody, happy audio mowing if you're participating in that challenge. And if not, I hope that everyone has a good day and makes it a good day. Talk to you later.